This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
A woman was arrested in North Dakota.
Right.
And Katie says that this is an outrage and a travesty of justice. Tell us the story.
Well, I don't need to tell you the whole story. I'll just tell you this. She got arrested just for bringing a wild raccoon into a bar.
You're throwing the word just in there.
Yeah.
Thinking that that's going to help your point.
Listen.
You can't do that.
It turns out it wasn't rabid.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Did she know that when she took it in?
She probably had a pretty good idea.
Okay.
She and her family had found the raccoon injured on the side of the road 3 months prior. They named it Rocky. It's a little on the nose, but it's North Dakota.
You can do better.
They were nursing the animal back to health. She said that she had every intention of releasing it back into the wild. I'm not sure you can do that after you've been basically spoon-feeding it for months and months. But she said that that was her plan. Well, Rocky started feeling better, and she was like, I'm going to head down to the pub to show him off to my mates. What's wrong with that? You don't want to see someone's pet raccoon?
I want to see it in the worst possible way.
Okay.
Do you know how many pet raccoons I follow on Instagram?
A lot. Yeah, and it's weird that they won't let us have one here, but that's a totally different story. You could basically call it an intern, but don't get me started.
It could do jobs.
It could do jobs.
We're getting off the topic.
Sit right here, hold my pencils.
At the very least, hold pencils. Maybe even go get copies.
Or, yeah, like do some organizing.
At the very least, clean out the trash cans.
Thank you, Gavin. So somebody, some narc, called the cops.
Probably the owner.
Hey, there's a wild raccoon in here. Now, I don't know what this woman did after the cops showed up. She is being charged with misdemeanor counts of providing false information to law enforcement. She probably said, like, that's not a raccoon, that's my baby or something. Tampering with physical evidence.
Tampering with evidence?
Not sure. And then unlawful possession of fur bearers, which...
What's a fur bearer?
I don't know.
I think they mean fur baby.
That's what I thought when I first read it. I thought, it's basically an animal that you're not allowed to have as a pet.
This is the only thing I'm going to say, playing devil's advocate, because you know me.
I know you.
If you're the owner of an establishment, you don't want a wild animal in there.
Okay, fine.
Especially if you don't know for a fact that it's not going to make everybody sick.
Now, I'll tell you what, though. Do you like money? Because it's a draw.
It is. Now that I've said that and gotten that out of
You've
the
gotten
way.
Gotten that BS out of your mouth.
Why can't any animal be a pet?
Okay, and that is a good question. Now, there are some animals that can carry diseases that can transfer to humans. I understand that part. And yeah, rabies is part of that. But like any animal could have rabies.
That's true.
So like
we could have rabies
that can carry like influenza and give it to.
All right.
So But any animal can have rabies. So we have to take rabies off the counter.
Shouldn't count.
Okay, definitely don't put rabies on the counter.
No.
Okay. Every animal started as not a pet at some point.
That's a great point.
So.
Do you have to go back to Ice Age times?
But the point is, yeah. I'm right.
Okay. But you are right.
Yes. So maybe it's time that we, when was the last time we had a new house pet?
You and me?
No, just society.
Oh, you mean a new type of house pet?
Yeah.
I agree with that. I agree. It's been...
When was the last time?
Too long. No advances in the house pet technology.
Yes.
And I do
Nothing
think...
Nothing in that even arena.
Like I said, I follow lots of pet raccoons on Instagram. They are great pets.
Yes.
Should you still, even if it is a pet, should you be allowed to take it to a bar? Well, I've been to Lazy Dog in Roseville.
Great point.
They love it when dogs show up.
Great point. What if I put an in-service vest on it?
Oh my God, why didn't, maybe that was the tampering with evidence.
This raccoon isn't in service at all.
Sylvia, the cops are here. Hold on, quick. I macrame'd a service vest for the raccoon for Rocky. Wear it. No, just wear it. Like some an argument broke out. Here's the other thing, too. This is North Dakota, okay. Right?
Yeah.
I assume that every establishment in North Dakota has a wild animal inside of it. The post office, Applebee's, they all do. Did you know North Dakota's got a population smaller than the population of Sacramento?
The whole state?
They're lucky to have anything other than wild animals living in it. They probably need wild animal help.
I was going to say, are these wild animals at these establishments employees, patrons, or just walking around?
Both. All of it. Okay. It's like Zootopia, except they can't talk.
Okay.
Yeah, they probably do. Think about this. To go back to what we said, how it's an outrage that we can't have a raccoon here at 106.5 The End. Everyone here would love it.
Said it many times.
Why didn't they just instead say, hey, before you call the police, Rocky will work for free?
Right. Well, labor laws.
He's probably not a minor. He's not in raccoon years, at least.
And maybe there's a union. I don't know. It's a different state.
A raccoonian?
Thank you. 106.5, The End. It's the wake-up call.
Every house has leftover rules, leftover food rules, and we want to know what yours are. 909-1065, 916-909-1065, and some of these rules, they are put in place to avoid fights.
Oh, yeah.
To avoid hurt feelings.
Mm-hmm. Disappointment.
Disappointment, that's a big one. What is a rule, Katie, that you have in your house?
Well, this is a little hard because generally I feel like if I paid for it, it's mine. That includes my kids' leftovers, too.
What about your husband?
Yeah.
Oh, because you guys have separate accounts, right?
So no, we don't. We have the same account.
Oh, you do?
Like,
okay.
He and I don't, like, our leftovers don't, like, cross over very often because we don't like the same foods.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as much of a problem with him as it is with my kids. So there's, if I paid for it, it is mine, unless you put your name on it. And if you put your name on it, then I can't go like, oopsie daisy, I thought it was mine.
So if so putting your name on it supersedes the I paid for it rule.
Correct.
What an interesting hierarchy of a legislation.
Do you want it? If so, put your name on it. If you don't put your name on it, I assume you just know she paid for it, it's hers.
So leftovers in my house cause fights often. My wife and I have gotten to... So my wife brings home leftovers. Obviously, look at me. I never have leftovers. But she will bring home her leftovers. She'll leave them in the fridge. Now, I remember those are hers, not mine, because I never have them. Okay,
right.
So a day will go by, and they're still there. Another day will go by, and they're still there. So at that point, I think it's going to go bad. I'm just going to eat it.
Okay.
And she and I have gotten into fights in the past.
Because she's coming home thinking I'm going to have those leftovers.
Exactly. Or that's her. She's like, that's my lunch for the next day.
Yeah.
But she keeps forgetting. So I've had to say, you have a 2-day rule.
Right.
And the rule starts the clock starts the second we buy the food.
Oh, not when the fridge door closes?
Absolutely not.
Now, let me ask you this. I know that you... for those people that don't know, Gavin has food problems. He's a plate cleaner.
I have to be.
And he will eat everything on his plate. Otherwise, it is like he has scratch. He cannot itch.
You got to blame my mom for that. Rosemary told me, clean your plate.
But let's say you were somebody that could bring home leftovers.
Yep.
And then your wife ate them.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't ask.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel?
I'd be enraged.
Would you?
909-1065. Let's talk to Cassandra from Lodi. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning.
What's a food leftover rule in your house?
Yeah, so it's kind of weird. We don't really fight over who eats whose leftovers, but when we have our like leftover nights for dinner with our kids, I am not allowed to reheat the leftovers for multiple reasons. One, I don't do it right. My husband usually throws his plate back in the microwave because I don't do it right.
Wait. How could you do that wrong?
This is coming from somebody. Hold on, Cassandra. It's coming from somebody who doesn't preheat the oven.
Okay, that's very different than the microwave.
No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, it's crazy. I didn't realize like how you could do it wrong until I met my husband. So he things up in a way that whether it's meat, pasta, anything, it's never dried out. It tastes just as good as when I cooked it, whatever it was, like 2 or 3 days before. And he just perfects it, like crisps
it.
That
sounds
wonderful.
Like magicianry.
Well, you got
it. It is a magician thing.
You got to take it out. You got to spin it sometimes. There's a little bit of defrost setting in there. There's an art to it.
Get
I'm not saying
here.
I've perfected it. I'm not very good at that either, but I do recognize that there is an art to it. Let's talk to Byron. Good morning, Byron.
Hey, good morning.
What's the food leftover rule in your house?
Man, the rules is they have to eat it all. Because 30 pounds later, I'm eating everything always. And then when I do eat it, they still scream at me. And they're like, that was my leftovers. But they never eat it. It goes to the garbage if I don't eat it.
Okay, so Byron, I think you should institute the Gavin wake up call food leftover rule. You get 2 days. After 2 days, it's Byron's.
Well, yesterday, that's what we were talking about with my lady. You know, yesterday we said, hey, that's it. There's no such thing as leftovers. If it hits the fridge, it's mine because I'm not throwing no food away.
Okay, Byron, this is how you gained 30 pounds.
It's part of the problem.
Yeah,
maybe the Byron rule should be that Byron doesn't get any leftovers. I'm trying to help you, my friend.
Byron, thank you so much for calling.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
It's just say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. That is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
How do you feel about fighting over text? And the reason we're bringing this up is because of all the couples in the world, and when I say world, I mean world, one of the biggest couples has to fight over text, or as they call it, fexting with an F. And we're talking about Joe and Jill Biden. In a recent interview, despite the fact that they're both 1,000 years old,
they are not.
They still.
Well, he is.
They still have fights with each other over text messages. And the reason why Jill Biden said in an interview is because they don't want to have an actual fight in front of the Secret Service.
That is so funny.
Because remember, the Secret Service is around them all the time. All of the time.
Not like in their bedroom, though, right?
No, but they're standing right outside the bedroom door.
Wow, that's so weird.
Yeah, I know. So they, like, have fights over text messages. It brings up the question, how do you feel about fighting over text messages? 909-1065. That's our new phone number here at our new studio. 909-1065. Let's start with Karen. Good morning, Karen. How are you? How do you feel about fighting over text messages?
I do it all the time.
Okay.
The only way we can communicate.
Now, when you say we, do you mean you and your husband or boyfriend or kids or who are you fighting with?
Me and my fiance.
Okay. Fiance. Like, the one thing I didn't say. Okay.
When he goes in the garage, it's ham. I'm going in. My thumbs are going crazy.
When he goes to the garage?
Yeah. So when he goes in the garage to smoke a little bit, I go ham.
First of all, I think it's funny that you guys fight over text in the same house, but I totally get fighting over text, and I actually prefer it for actually a lot of reasons. First and foremost, it gives me more time to think about what I'm going to say rather than, because I can be very reactionary. And so it saves me sometimes from saying something that I wish I hadn't said in the moment. But then the other reason is because, well, there's okay. And then if I cry, nobody can tell. So I like that. But also, I am somebody with a crazy good memory for conversations that I have had. And I have been accused so many freaking times of, like, when I bring something up in an argument, like, okay, well, you just said that blah, 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 blah. I didn't say that. No, I didn't. And in a text, you can go back, screen capture, and go, yes, you did.
I feel the exact opposite. I hate fighting over text messages. I refuse to do it with people. And I say a lot, like, I'm willing to talk about this, but not over text. Let me know when you want to have this conversation, either on the phone or in person. And the reason why is the same reason Shay from Placerville, you hate fighting over text messages. And tell everybody what that is.
Honestly, it's because, well, first things first, good morning.
Good morning.
But honestly, it's because you can never tell what anybody, you know, what they feel or what their expressions or emotions are via text. Like, you could sit here and say something trying to be nice, but the other person could be like, oh my God, you're just being a d-.
I totally agree with you. It's very, you could say something sarcastic. You could say something with, like, a smirk on your face because you don't really mean it. All of that is completely lost in translation.
Okay, if you're fighting, though, you probably can assume that the other person is not, like, you're not trying to be nice and the other person's not trying to be nice.
Gavin, it happens all the time.
But you are somebody who, not just in fighting texts, you read into texts in a negative way more than anybody I've ever seen in my life.
I guess that's probably true.
I feel like if I am talking to someone via text, I mean what I say and I say what I mean, kind of a thing where, and I assume the other person's doing it too. I guess I don't put my own emotions into the words. I just like trust the words that somebody's saying to me.
But another reason, Janae, why people shouldn't fight over text that you feel, and I agree with you, Janae from Sacramento, is what? Why don't you like fighting over text?
Well, I'm not going to take 3 hours to fight with you over text, something that can be like a 20-minute conversation.
Okay, that is the best point anybody could make against fight texting.
It takes so long.
It does take so long.
Especially when you have like a good point, like, you know, you're on fire, you have a good point, and they don't reply, so you're like, yeah, I got them. And then 15 minutes later, they come back, you're like, God dang it.
Exactly.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
If you are a single person, we want to hear from you. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Because we want to know what the top icks or red flags are from your dating sites. Katie and I, well, I completely missed the whole dating site thing, but Katie was on it just for a brief moment because she got wifed up pretty quick there.
I sure did.
But, well, let's say your husband got wifed up pretty quick.
Yeah, since I said, hello, you're going to marry me now. And he's
like, okay. So, but I will totally admit, and I know that I am wrong about this from talking to single people, but from my perspective, the dating world that involves dating sites and dating apps, it seems like an exciting nightmare. Like, it makes it seem like a game almost.
Yeah, it seems awful to me.
But kind of exciting, right? There are rules and there's tricks.
Not
and there's,
usually
there's
exciting.
Buzzwords, I don't know. But we're already getting text messages in to 916-909-1065. This person said their top dating site or dating app ick is pics of guys holding dead fish. What is going on? The dead fish are a metaphor for their souls.
Oh my God. Okay. So we have heard this a lot. And we put this up on Facebook, and the dead fish really bother people.
It's a real thing too.
Okay. I know that it is in a lot of dating pictures. I don't know why it's so troubling to women. I have to be very honest.
I don't get it either. I wonder if these guys think it's like maybe like a caveman kind of thing. Like, look, I'm a provider. I kill things.
I don't understand why it's being posted, but I also don't understand why it is so troublesome.
You don't understand why it's troublesome.
I don't understand why women are so icked out by it.
I think because it is a dead fish is icky.
Okay, so literally icky.
Right, right. Okay. Another one that we got in, way too many gym photos. Just way too many gym photos, especially where we know what you're doing. You posted that because you want us to see your junk.
Oh.
That's what was said in this.
Oh,
I didn't even think about that.
So it's like, oh, I'm pretending I'm lifting a weight, but really I'm in sweatpants and you can see the whole thing.
Yep, they say sometimes poking out. Guys that don't read the profile before trying to talk to you, that's an interesting one. Like, I'm not even reading what you took the time to fill out.
I'm just looking at your picture.
Yeah, we put this up on Facebook for Wake Up Call listeners, and what do we get there?
Well, hold on.
Oh, because everybody calm down.
Well, something's wrong with my computer.
Some of the other text messages that we got were,
like really take the time to know things about me before. Like, for instance, if I say I am afraid of heights, don't say let's go to an amusement park or the state fair for a date.
Okay, here we go. Nope.
Still not working, huh?
I'm going to get there because these are good, you guys. And I love you and I believe in you. Okay. Susan hates the fish picks.
Yeah.
Danielle said, and this would be absolutely a turnoff, not smiling in any of their photos.
That is such a red flag. And I don't know why there's like a whole swath of women that are fine with it and then almost gravitate toward men that never smile, as if smiling in a photograph is a weakness or something like that.
Yeah. Rachel said, and a few people said this, having their own kids in their picture.
That's an ick.
They people do not like it.
Huh. Okay.
Shirtless pics.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any dead animal.
Sure.
Shannon said any dead animal.
I mean, that's actually a good point. Replace dead fish with dead raccoon.
Just holding it up by the tail.
Yeah. How would you feel about
tape
that
measure
guy?
Next to it.
Right.
Like, thumbs up. Look at what me and my dad did. Georgina said flipping the bird.
Oh, middle fingers. Yeah.
I will never understand why some men think it's cool to be like, are you taking my picture? Ugh.
Right. Or the guys that still think it's 2001 and they do the shocker hand thing in there. You know what? I'm going to do something else.
Okay.
And this is really going to trigger some people.
Uh-oh.
Don't do aloha hand in every picture. Unless you're in Hawaii or unless you are Hawaiian, don't give me aloha hand.
You can't even do shaka in one picture?
Not even one.
Okay. Tiffany said laying down in a bed shirtless.
Ew.
I know. Like, if you're dating someone and they send you that picture, okay, fine. If that is the bait at the end of your hook, so barfy.
Keep the text messages coming into 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the wake up call.
People do really dumb things all the time. And it seems like when it comes to fashion, people have done dumb things since we've been people. I'll bet back in the day, and when I say that, I mean when we were cavemen, we started wearing furs and pelts, not out of warmth, but because we thought it was fashionable. Go kill that saber-toothed tiger for me.
Oh my God.
If you love me.
That looks so good with my eyes.
And now we are doing it because we see things on TikTok and doctors need to get involved and they are begging people, warning them not to put braces on their teeth. Fake braces on their teeth. Do you hear me, Sacramento?
Okay. Hold on. So are we talking about like, it's like a retainer that you pop in and it looks like braces?
Nope. Here is a clip from the news article.
Braces are no longer dreaded. They're now glorified as a trendy fashion look.
Fit to teeth and cut off excess wire.
Videos showing how to buy and apply braces at home with glue or even as clip-ons have garnered millions of views on TikTok alone. But fashion braces can have serious consequences and can even worsen your bite and teeth alignment. Adding additional harmful effects could include uncontrolled teeth movements, poisoning, choking, oral cuts, and infections.
Unexpected teeth movement, choking, infection. What is wrong with you people? Not to mention the fact, too, that like, if you are like somebody that listens to anything in that weird AI woman voice and thinks that's a really good idea.
Fit to teeth and cut off excess wire.
Oh, that stupid thing?
Yes.
I went out dressed at the mall in my best fashion. Let's see if people notice. Her boyfriend thinks it's funny.
That's so true.
Here's a life hack on how you can have more babies. Like, if you hear that voice and you think, I am going to do this, you are a menace.
Okay. You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm not understanding the trend of let's take something that, if you've had braces, you know, are terrible.
Right.
They suck.
Did you had braces?
For 5 years.
Wow, that's a long one.
For 5 years.
I had braces for probably a little under 2 years. Why'd you need them for 5 years? What was going on in that mouth?
I think they were trying to prevent me from my face growing a certain way. I don't know. I had headgear and neck gear at the same time.
Neck gear?
One hooked to the top, my top teeth, and the neck gear hooked to my bottom teeth.
Oh, you were probably
at the same time. That's why I have such a good personality.
No.
So let me tell you something. The idea that you want something that's terrible, I get it. We've all bent a paperclip and put it in our mouth and pretended it was a retainer.
Yeah. Okay?
But we can't go further than that. This is like if somebody started wearing the boot I had to wear after I had my after I broke my ankle.
A corrective boot. Yeah.
Not corrective, but just like.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Right. Like, because I very seriously broke my leg.
Come in with one of those halos that has to get screwed into your skull.
Right. And then bedazzle it and be like cutesy, right?
And you know what? Shame on these other countries that are selling teenage girls braces. But like they're getting all the hardware from other countries and then gluing them on their own teeth.
I Googled this and the glue I saw someone using was super glue.
What's wrong, Kevin, as the youth correspondent on the Wake Up Call?
Yes.
What is and the fashion correspondent?
Yes.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know. I guess they want to feel like they're included.
Included in what? No, hardly anybody even has braces anymore.
In straight
anymore.
Teeth.
No, honey, it's not going to straighten their teeth.
I know. They like the little gems that they put on.
Like, it's not going to do anything to their teeth except all of the warnings that you heard earlier.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, idiots are, they're called fashion braces. They're putting braces on their teeth when they don't need them and gluing them on themselves. I can get on board with that. You want to walk around with hillbilly teeth in, or you want to walk around in vampire fangs? I'm fine with that. It's all kind of in the same realm.
I guess.
Okay, it's a costume.
Right.
If you're gluing it to your teeth, we got a big issue.
Yeah. Also, like, even if it was the kind where it's hooked in just to your back two teeth, wouldn't that hurt your gums? Or the insides of your lips, I mean?
But when have... And I'm not gonna put this all on women, but mostly women. When has pain ever stopped you guys from being fashionable? Look at your feet.
That's true.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.